Think you got a number 53. 53 in our hymn book.
Help us, I can live to sing. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Why? Because the Lord is good. God is good. And we as his people ought to give thanks. And I'm sure that you have reason to give thanks. I think that song has been a favorite of campers for many years, because as a camper, we love to sing that song. My anchor holds, and we have an anchor. Carlos, you have an anchor. And by his grace, I cannot fail. For my anchor holds. I thank you for being honest, Carlos, tonight. I think sometimes as Christians we can put on a good front. Maybe a year or so ago, a year and a half, I attended an NA meeting. That's similar to an AA meeting, but it's a little different, the addiction. And I learned so much at that meeting. And I came away saying, maybe as the body of Christ, we could be a little bit more like the people at that NA meeting. In this respect, that they were willing to own their shortcomings, their weaknesses, their failures. They didn't put on a front. They didn't try to make themselves look better than they were. And then I saw how people just rallied around one another and stood with one another. And that's the way it ought to be in the body of Christ, right? We're here for one another. We're here to stand by one another. And when we need help, we ought to be able to come to our family and say, I need help, I have a problem. And then the family comes around and we pray and we support and we love and we have faith over one another. And so I want one of you to pray for Carlos. I mean, right now, we're going to pray, all right? That God would give him the victory that he needs. Amen. 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 So let's sing it. 297. Let's stand as we sing.
Banker clouds of shame.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. We have this confidence, Lord Jesus, that you will keep us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Seated. Oh, thank you, Lord. I think it would be right for us tonight to pray for the children that will be coming here on Tuesday, that God would begin a work even now tonight, preparing their hearts. Brother George was telling me that there are quite a number of new campers this year, and that's always something that amazes me, how God brings people to camp, and I believe God brings them by His appointment. I don't know if we recruit. Do we recruit campers? No. But God brings them to us, and so we want to ask His working in their hearts, that there would be works done that will last for eternity. Every one of them is so precious in His sight. Jesus said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven." And so, Lord, we just want to unite our hearts in faith tonight. We realize that we're here for that purpose, to serve these children that are coming. We pray, Lord Jesus, that even tonight you would begin your working in their hearts, a work of preparation and openness of heart, Lord, that you can effect in them by your Spirit. Lord, that they would be able to receive right from the moment that they arrive. Oh, God, that you would pour in your love into their hearts, that you would pour out your Spirit in these days. We need a work of your Spirit, Lord, to bring salvation, to show us our need of you. And so as these children come, I pray that there would be a move of the Spirit of God, and that we would be able, the counselors would be able to point them to the cross. Lord, we pray for those that come from Christian families, who maybe go to church every Sunday and who know the Bible verses, who know the Bible stories. I pray, Lord, that there would be something new done in their hearts. God, that you would become so real and precious to them. Oh, Jesus, that you would save them. That you would fill them with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, give us prayer in these days. Give us a real faith, dear Lord, that would enable you to work. We ask these things that you may be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We have a song, Brother George, Brother Stephan. Come.
We're thankful for the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd who goes after the one who is lost. It's wonderful that we're here and we enjoy His presence. But Jesus is not satisfied with just us. He wants more. He wants more who can join the throng. He has a heart full of love. He can't help himself, I guess. And he goes far and wide to bring back the lost.
Probably should come up here.
There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold, away on the mountains wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thy 99. Are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd made answer, this of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. I go to the desert to find my sheep. But none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night that the Lord passed through ere he found his sheep that was lost. Out in the desert he heard its cry, sick and helpless and ready to die, sick and helpless and ready to die. Lord, whence are those blood drops all the way that mark out the mountain's track? They were shed for one who had gone astray ere the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, whence are those hands so wrought and torn? They are pierced for the night by many a thorn. They are pierced tonight by many a thorn. And all through the mountains thunder-riven, and up from the rocky steep, there rose a cry to the gate of heaven, rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels echoed around the throne, rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own.
Counseled in Nonantum with Brother Tom, and we were like diamonds polishing one another. that. Well, that's the way I felt, brother. No, I'm teasing you, brother. But we had a boy who would tell us, I'm not saved. He would just come to bother us, you know, walk by our cabin and say, I'm not saved. And knowing that we were praying for him, that he would be saved, right? But God wins out, doesn't he? And shows us his salvation. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to just make an announcement about tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, we have received a special dispensation from our director to meet here in this room under one condition, that we be here at 9:15, all right? And we'll go from 9:15 to 10 o'clock, Lord willing. 10 o'clock. All right, so instead of having, meaning, because Tuesday we'll have a table worship, but tomorrow we're going to come and gather here in the lodge, all right? So that means if you're on, if you're working, you just at 9:10, you tell Brother Gus I have to go to church, and I'll be back at 10:05, all right? So after the meeting is over, you need to go back and finish your job, whatever that may be. Is that okay with everyone? Okay, well, I really wasn't taking a vote anyway, but... So 9:15, we'll meet here, and then we'll short time together. Praise God. I've asked Brother Richie Fogle to speak to us tonight, and I don't know if I really can introduce him. I don't think I need to, but I'll say this, that we kind of have a connection because his mother was a very good friend of my grandmother, and I remember that. Both of them lived in Glendale, and dear saints of God. So Brother Fogle has a rich history in the Ridgewood Fellowship, and I don't know if he'll say anything about that, but come, Brother Fogle.